Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley and Leah with your 8am Zlines. In local news, a man has drowned on a local Sunshine Coast beach after swimming in between the flags in Mooloolaba at 12:30pm on Monday afternoon. The 60-year-old was found 400 metres away from the main beach, 25 minutes after his daughter raised concerns. Unfortunately, the man was pronounced dead at the scene despite the efforts of administering CPR.
Queensland Premier Stephen Miles has backed calls to relocate the Australian Institute of Sport from Canberra to the Sunshine Coast in preparation for the 2032 Olympic Games. Miles claimed the majority of Australia's Olympic and Paralympic teams were made up of Queenslanders and travelling to Canberra for training was unnecessary. He also shared strong criticisms of Canberra, stating that he did not enjoy travelling to the nation's capital and that athletes would similarly prefer staying in Queensland.
In national news, regions of Western Australia have experienced the hottest night on record as the lowest overnight temperatures in Perth reached only 27.5 degrees. Today, Perth enters the fifth day of a heat wave, with temperatures set to reach 37 degrees over day today. Yesterday, records were set in Western Australia towns of Carnarvon, which reached its hottest day of the year so far at 49.9 degrees, and the hottest day on record in Geraldton, which reached 49.3 degrees, and Shark Bay at 49.8 degrees.
An investigation is now underway in the Victorian city of Geelong after a woman aged in her 70s was found living with her brother's corpse. Police made the discovery of the body after neighbours had made complaints. However, it is estimated that the man may have been dead within the house for up to 5 years. The woman has not been charged with her brother's death, although his cause of death has not been made public. The Department of Families, Fairness and Housing, who had conducted multiple welfare checks on the property throughout this period, have introduced a new system to escalate welfare concerns following the incident.
In international news, at least 49 people have been killed in the highlands of Papua New Guinea following an ambush and gun battle between warring tribes. Papua New Guinean Prime Minister James Marape urged the warring tribes to end these incidences of armed conflict, saying these community disputes could be resolved without resorting to violence. John Luther, leader of a Akom village which had been ambushed, claims his village would not be retaliating violently in response to the deaths. He claimed too many of his warriors had been lost and they were weak in numbers.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
And that's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more Zlines.